Lisa Marare. She was a Zimbabwean singer-songwriter and an accomplished player of the mbira. It's a traditional African instrument, also known as the thumb piano. Chiwanisa died last night after being hospitalized with a lung infection. She was just 37. Chiwanisa always had a foot in two worlds. Here she is, speaking to the BBC in 2008.
I spent my life moving back and forth between the United States and Zimbabwe. In America, I was living in Washington State. At the time when I was there, it was very sort of like the hippie part of the States, really cool people. Seattle's still a very deep part of me. But at the same time, also spent a lot of time in Harare and also in Mutare in Zimbabwe. So I'm very much of both cultures.
Chiwanisa was born into a musical family. Her father was noted musician Dumisane Marare, the man credited with introducing Zimbabwean music to North America.
I grew up really listening to everything from, like, you know, Hendrix to the Beatles to classical music, like Mozart and Bach were two of my father's favorite composers. Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, that whole soul black American movement. James Brown, my father took me to a James Brown concert when I was a little boo-boo, really young.
Her 1998 album, Ancient Voices, drew critical acclaim and was one of the highlights of her eclectic career. Chiwanisa played with a number of global music legends like Senegal's Baba Mal and Zimbabwe's Oliver Mutukudzi. Jazz saxophonist Max Wilde toured with Chiwanisa several times in recent years. He says Chiwanisa was herself a legend.
No other Zimbabwean female artist has reached that type of international acclaim. She's played all over the world. She's considered, you know, not even just within Zimbabwe, but internationally, she's considered one of the greatest female vocalists in world music.
Wilde and Chiwanisa had been working together on a project.
My idea was to make an electronic music track with her vocals and my saxophone. We recorded this in Zimbabwe. Like, the material is very much in the moment, kind of like the way that Chiwanisa was, actually. She heard the track and she loved it. I'm so sad that, you know, now she can't really hear it.
Here's Chiwanisa Marare on that yet-to-be-released song, Dance Tonight.